smoking isn't good for our health, and that we should do some sort of exercise. And yet, strangely, knowing this piece of information doesn't necessarily stop us from smoking, and it doesn't necessarily stop us from putting off our jogging to the next day. So, what can we do to change? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they explore what has the power to make us change and transform our lives. It is Wednesday afternoon. Pablo has finished his research about the depth of seas and oceans. He now wants to go outside to make a snowman in the garden. He's looking for his gloves and can't find them anywhere. Dad, have you seen my gloves? Which ones, Pablo? The navy blue ones that you got for Christmas? His dad asks. Pablo looks at his father and widens his eyes as if a ghost had just appeared before him. He chuckles and says, Navy blue? Is it called that because it's the blue of the ocean where we navigate? Exactly, confirms Paul. That is so weird, says Pablo. I'd never thought of it that way until just now. I'd always thought it was just a word for dark blue. And then Pablo sees his gloves on the table and he grabs them and looks at them carefully. Now that I understand why it's called navy blue, it's as if my gloves had more depth. They're not just dark blue, but blue like the bottom of the sea that's even more beautiful. Well, smiles Paul, why don't you put them on and go and play outside for a while? Paul looks at his watch and realises he hasn't done much as he sees the time passing by. And Pablo goes outside and feels like lying down in the snow, as he would do on the sand at the beach. He looks at the sky, dotted with small clouds, and laughs once again. Sky blue! It's not just light blue, but blue like the sky! Pablo is realising that colours are part of a whole. White resonates with snow. Blue sometimes resonates with the depth of the sea and sometimes with the sky. It's a bit like the scrapbook he had at school when he was little. He had to connect the number dots in order and a picture would appear. The drawing was the reward and the proof that he could count well. Now that he has connected the colours and their corresponding dots in nature, his garden looks more magical than ever. That's his reward today. Indeed, the sky no longer appears to him as blue background dotted with clouds, but as a giant screen featuring moving snowflakes. His gloves are no longer the new pair he received on Christmas Day, but they're now a tool for exploring the world deeper and deeper. Pablo's eyes are drawn to the snow that sprinkles the trees like powdered sugar. The snow on the lawn looks like meringue, while the snow on the side of the road that splashed with mud by passing cars looks like the reddish-white fur of Speedy, the family cat. Snow stops being an abstract word. Snow becomes the pen that connects the numbered dots of Pablo's old notebooks to reveal nature in its rich, colourful wholeness. It's like when he looks at the starry sky at night and connects the stars in thought. He imagines extraordinary worlds and wipes out time by making giant dinosaurs appear. Pablo is deep in his reverie when John, the old man living next door, calls out to him. Hello, Pablo. Is your father here? Can I talk to him? But before Pablo even has time to react, Paul has appeared in the garden. Hello, John. Have a seat and make yourself comfortable. I'll bring you a coffee and an ashtray and I'll be right over, says Paul. Oh, no need for the ashtray. I've stopped smoking, says John triumphantly. Paul cannot believe his ears. Wow, John, that's amazing. What did your doctor say to you that made you see the light? I'll be honest with you, Paul. He's tried to persuade me countless times with tons of information and statistics, but it has never had any effect at all. So what happened? Asks a puzzled Paul. Well, says John, do you remember my grandson Sam? He lives in the UK. Well, he asked me on the phone whether I could go and visit them. And in the context of COVID, I told him that it wasn't really a good idea. And at that very moment, my cigarette somehow toppled out of the ashtray, hit a piece of paper and set it on fire. And I just about had time to put the sheet of paper into the ashtray to avoid the worst. But when I saw that sheet turning grey and crumble into dust in the ashtray, I suddenly saw what I was doing to my lungs. I suddenly saw that what I was potentially doing to my life was not that dissimilar to what had happened to that sheet of paper, and that the relationship that I have with my grandson could potentially crumble too, and it felt so ridiculous. On one hand, I was trying to protect myself from coronavirus, but at the same time, I was consuming myself from the inside with smoke. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I cried and I couldn't help but hang up. But when I saw more clearly, I rang my grandson back. You know, they live on the south coast of England in a lovely house near the sea. And my grandson Sam and I have such a great relationship, and he's over there and I'm over here. And in one spark, my life took on a new light. And next month I leave Bern for Bournemouth, concludes John happily. The greyness of John's complexion has gone. He suddenly looks so much younger. In this episode, Paul and Pablo realise that information just informs us, nothing more. Only an insight, a spark of consciousness, has the power to enlighten us at a deeper level. And under this new light, everything can look different. Our life takes a new turn. And in the blink of an eye, we do with ease and confidence what we could not get done before.